Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rather by Rice, not a court, to the left corner. Hit three point on the way. Got it! In the deep left corner, Darius Adams, his first three of the night and his first points of the night. Nice move by Jones to go in, swat it away! From the left side, the weak side came Pharrell nice. Payne and knocked that baby out of bounds on the far side and knocked it off a Wagner player. Good hustle by Darius Adams to come up with that loose ball. And there's the alley-oop inside to Washington. And they convert on a tremendous alley-oop. Oh, my goodness.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You heard that game right here on 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, this is one of those games you talk about. They did everything they were supposed to, right? Maybe you felt they should have a bigger lead at the half. Payne has a double-double, drops 30. Rice had five steals in the game. I mean, this is what you're supposed to do to an inferior opponent. I'm still trying to figure out what type of team we have on our hands because, you know, they faced two really good teams and didn't match up early in the season. I don't know that anyone expected them to, but I don't think you expected two big blowouts. But we've seen them win some other games against kind of like teams, if you will.
To me, the first half is indicative of the type of team you have. They're up 7 against Wagner. The second half is indicative of the type of coaching staff you have. They win the second half by 19. I think the adjustments that were made at the half were what you can expect from Buzz Williams. I do. I think right now he's probably cooking with ingredients that aren't quite as good as they need to be. I think Payne is a phenomenal player. Naturally, he had 30 points last night in 29 minutes, although 14 of those points were from the free throw line. But I don't think this team is – I think they'll have problems in the Big Ten.
Well, think about this. It's kind of similar to the situation what we talked about with Lane Kiffin, right? Like, at some point, Ole Miss has to deal with picking up all the pieces, the loss of coaches, the loss of players, right, and the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. And all the other loss of recruits, how are we getting back in recruiting now? And where do we go? We got to hit the transfer portal, all those things. This is what Buzz Williams had to do, and I think even later in the game than you would have wanted.
Right.
Like, they at least know ahead of time what's coming up. Like, Kevin Willard kind of kept Maryland hanging until what? We got through a little bit into March Madness, and then
it's similar, though? I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's comparable. Like, he's trying to pick up the pieces like Ole Miss is going to have to.
Right.
And I think he did a good job bringing some guys in. We just don't know what we have yet.
He does. You know, and I think those
I'm saying we don't.
I know what you're saying, but he does. And that, to me, that second half is a coach, Ed, saying, okay, all right, we saw that first half. It wasn't good. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's do that. He played chess. Second half, he played chess. You knew what he had.
Yeah, I mean, it matters. I mean, it's like if you adjust and you change what you're doing and you come out in the second half of any sport, it counts just as much as the first half, and that's what good teams do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a big criticism I hear of fans about the Ravens, is they're not adjusting after seeing what's not working. They're just abandoning, you know, things like the run. But back to basketball. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who this team is, but I do like the coach. At least, like what he has to say, and just I think it'll be good for the program. You know, just his outward appearance stuff. And you liked it before he got here, didn't you, Rob?
I love him.
Yeah,
I wanted him when they got Turgeon.
Yeah,
his name came up when they hired Mark Turgeon. I didn't dislike the Mark Turgeon hire. Right. I loved it. But I wanted Buzz Williams.
Yeah.
It's the analytical guys that weren't huge fans of Buzz Williams because he's more of, I'm not saying he doesn't have any of that in his game, but like, you know, if you look at their numbers, they're not going to be this top offense. That's Buzz Williams has never had that type of team. He's had a lot of gritty teams that play as a, you know, a certain brand of basketball. And I'm not saying they can't have an up-tempo offense or anything like that, but I think the analytical guys will look at it and they want these guys that create these systems like Nate Oates has where, hey, we're going to score 80-some points a game. Who's going to stop us doing that? And if, by the way, if anybody beats us, we're still playing a really fun brand of basketball for viewers.
Yeah.
Because Nate Oates' team would give up 90 points just like they scored. They played no defense. Defense is optional on that team.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about it last year. That was the big thing of, like, can Alabama make a run and win a championship? They were a lot like the old Phoenix Suns teams that Mike D'Antoni had, where it's like, yeah, in the regular season, you're just going to run teams out of the gym. But in the postseason, when teams take the air out of the ball or slow the game down, and now defense is actually being played and guys care about the games, it changes. There's no doubt like that you see those teams struggle.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's going on with you over there, Ed, with your smile? You with the smile. What's going on?
This sucks. It's on camera now. I can't even have inside jokes in my head.
Oh, you.
I'm just thinking, I wonder, it just made me think about something somebody said about me. I wonder if Buzz Williams is thought of as not an analytic guy because of the way he presents. Kind of rough around the edges, regular guy, the way he speaks. I think people mistake that. And it just reminded me of one of my security detail. He's now the president of the FOP. I'm going to throw you under the bus there, Mike Mancuso. Mike was asked, because when people want to know what I was like when I was new here, because, you know, the way I present, Mike was with me every day. So the cops were asking Mike, so what's he really like? You know, he goes, oh, yeah, he's a good guy. He goes, you never know it, but he's really smart. It's like, wow. It's
like, oh, thanks, buddy.
You never know it. Yes. It'll be the worst somebody says, I don't believe you.
You know, that's kind of like...
But it was like such a backhanded compliment. I'm still one of my best friends here, but I love it. I just found it very funny. You never know it, but he's really smart.
That's like the best compliment I was ever paid here by upper management. You're not as much of an F-up anymore. Yeah, oh, great. Thank you. What?
As much as...
Yeah.
I mean, you still
I am.
Who was that?
Brian Levy.
Was it?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's not.
That's what I thought.
That's a man, baby.
I thought that was him. Yeah. I did a walk.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to leave until our commercial break. Are you okay? You're not allowed to go.
Where do you have to go? You have nowhere to go.
Busy guy.
You have absolutely nowhere to go. Don't leave.
Yeah, you're Richard Gere and an officer and a gentleman.
He's changed, man. He used to have the bedhead and walk around. And
he's got a hat on. He may have
flip flops and his shorts. And
I don't think that guy's ever going to change.
It's almost like 26 degrees outside.
Hey, Rob. He has even scratching his belly. I love that dude, man. He left too soon when I got here. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, I think you chased him away.
It was.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.